So what's the theme of Final Analysis?
Oh, I was thinking about that. It's love and death, but that makes it sound like a Woody Allen movie, which it isn't. It's not a comedy, although there are funny parts to the play. But it's a portrait of Vienna just before World War I, and seen through the eyes of seven different and quite extraordinary people, some of them who became some of the most influential people in the 20th century. They include Sigmund Freud, Joseph Stalin, Gustav Mahler, and Mahler's wife, Alma. These are all larger-than-life figures, and they're each of them in their own way grappling with their own personal demons, and around them the forces of destruction which surround them in the city of Vienna in 1910.
So what is it like writing a premiere play?
Well, it's very scary, but it's also very exciting. It's scary in the sense of course, all of the characters, the dialogue, the sets, are all just in my head and have been for the last year or so. And one never knows what it's going to be like until it's up and in front of an audience and you find out what the audience thinks. But I'm very excited about it. It's great to see it. We've been in rehearsal now for several weeks, and it was great to see the play grow and kind of blossom in the hands of a really brilliant director and actors and creative team. So I see it sort of blossoming and coming to life in front of me. Until now, I was kind of walking through a thick fog, not knowing what to expect at the end. But now the fog is clearing, and I'm pretty confident we have something really wonderful. But it's both fun and anxiety producing at the same time.
What was the writing experience like when you put this together? Was it smooth sailing, or what inspired you? How did it all come together?
Well, a lot of things inspired me. The original inspiration, if you call it that, was an historical event back in 1910, which is when the play takes place. The composer and conductor, Gustav Mahler, was having a very difficult time with his wife. His marriage was breaking up. She was having affairs. And he turned to Sigmund Freud, who lived in Vienna at the same time, and asked for help. And so they met once in a psychoanalytic session, but a very unusual one in that it was they weren't sitting in Freud's office with Mahler lying on a couch. They were walking around the streets, and it took about an hour or two. And I started off with that as the inception device. They meet, Mahler talks about his problems with his wife, and then it develops from there. And as I worked on that at the beginning, and I thought of the other people who were living in Vienna at that time. They were quite an extraordinary group. Vienna at the time was the center of music. It was one of the centers of art, of politics, science, and of civilization. And it's what drew many, many people from all over what was then the Austro-Hungarian Empire and from all of Europe. And I sort of put these people in, many of them knew each other, and where they didn't know each other, I used poetic license to imagine what would happen if they met. And I just mixed them up. And so they encounter each other, they have entangled each other with each one another as they go through what is supposed to be just one day in Vienna in 1910. And we see these people as I developed the writing, as I got more and more into their characters, their background, I find them or we see them trying to deal with their own demons, and also as the world is beginning to collapse around them, which leads up to eventually World War I and eventually World War II, we see them trying to come to terms with this kind of collapse of civilization. So that was the initiating event and the concepts. And then it was just a question of doing a lot of reading about these characters, but then I pushed the reading behind. Besides, I didn't want to make this an historical documentary. Let my imagination run free to imagine what it would have been like if these people met one another and became entangled with one another throughout the course of this one day.
What would you want the audience to get out of this play when it's all over?
Well, it's hard to say, because I couldn't say that about any play, in the sense that every audience, every member of the audience, brings their own concepts, their own background, their own psychological attitudes towards any play, and so they're going to take away what they take away, and I don't think you can generalize about it. But I think one sense, of course, is the sense of what it was, what Europe was like just after the turn of the last century, just before the cataclysm that virtually almost destroyed Europe and much of the Western world. And at the very, I'd like people to come away with a better understanding of these really quite extraordinary people, some of the torments that were they were dealing with, and how they were exploring their own reactions to one another and towards the world they found themselves in, which was becoming increasingly dangerous and frightening.